Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me.
Taste.
Greetings once again. Welcome to another episode of Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. It's the 14th episode. I am Professor Gruntsplatter. I hope you enjoy my Spookatorium. Opening up the set today was Solace from Grave. Following that was A Heart That Breaks in No Time or Place from SPK. And the last track there was Leaves of Summer from the Cranes. Coming up, Geisha, and this track is called Riddle. We'll be right back.
something here.
I live in a big world. I live in a big
Okay, that last track there was Pig Blood from Fetish 69. Before that was Dead Children's Choir from Hell Militia. And opening it up was Riddle from Geisha.
If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email at spookatorium@cryonicmind.org, or you can leave a message on the blog at www.spookatorium.blogspot.com. If you don't want me to be playing your song, let me know and I will get rid of it. Let's see. I guess that's it for now. The next track is called Hosanna in Excelsis from Sabbath.
Prepare to fight with weapons drawn in anger. Let the last beast stand around. With leaders of the nation.
Okay, that was Thousand Homo DJs with Apathy. Before that was Mothra with Death Black Square. Rapid Suffocation from Mentallo and The Fixer before that, and open the set with Sabbat. Coming up next is a track from Steve Earle. This is called Ben McCullough.
San Antonio, my brother Paul and me, to fight with Ben McCullough in the Texas infantry. Well, the poster said we'd get a uniform and $7 a week, the best rations in the army, and a rifle we could keep. When I first laid eyes on the general, I knew it was a fighting man. He was every inch a soldier. Every word was his command. Well, his eyes were cold as the lead and steel forged into tools of war. Took the lives of many and the souls of many more. Well, he marched us to Missouri and we hardly stopped for rest. And then he made this speech and said, we're coming to the test. Well, we got to say St. Louis and boys before the Yankees do. We control the Mississippi, then the Federals are through. Well, they told us that our enemy will now be dressed in blue. They forgot about the winter's cold and a cursed fever too. My brother died in Wilson's Creek, and I seen him fall. We fell back to the Boston Mountains in the north of Arkansas. Hate you more than any other man alive. And when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry. And all the way to Fayetteville, we'll curse McCullough's name and mourn the dead that were left behind and we was carrying the lame. I killed a boy the other night who'd never even shaved. I don't even know what I'm fighting for. I ain't never owned a slave. So I snuck out of camp and then I heard the news next night. The Yankees won the battle and McCullough lost his life. Hate you more than any other man alive. Yeah, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry.
Scare the golf kids making out among the stones. tidy up. Rearranges tombstones for a laugh. Now Myrtle is uncertain as to where her husband lies, so she just sits and cries into a handkerchief. Jason Dickinson was always weird. Broke into his granddad's mausoleum. Before he knew, the door slammed shut, and no one there to hear him shout. They didn't find him for another week. And Johnny Human's hobby isn't nice. He likes digging up the recently deceased. And he takes them in his arms and dances all around the tombs before shoving back the bodies underneath. And Big Bad Bob comes burying the roots. He keeps it in the grave of Reverend Boots. And David Francolini eats spaghetti in between the graves of aunts who used to bounce him on their feet. Comes to hear the church bells ring, for they remind her of the hymns she used to sing. Batty Matt the Hat comes seeking ghosts with all the most advanced equipment, but he never sees a thing. Well, you get all kinds of folks coming down here. Every kind of reason brings them by. From the mourners to the grief-stricken, the kick-seekers and woe-begones, they all come seeking something they can't find.
Tragic beauty, walk beneath my window, eyes aimed high but unfocused. You never noticed me. You always wore the same dress, always bore the same expression. It's a loveless world, so what's the point of looking? Let it be. I considered throwing roses, thought I'd maybe wave a flag. Had to try and force some small connection, but there's a snag. It's my confession that I watch you in my tragic isolation, in my fear. That's the way it's been for years. That's the way it will always be. Always be. Thank you.
All right, that is going to do it, pretty much. Playing in the background today was just a small portion of the track Glow in the Dark from Dive. Finishing the last set was I Love You and Your Tragic Beauty from the legendary Pink Dots. Before that was the Rohan Theater Band with Cemetery Folk. Opening it up was Steve Earle with Ben McCullough. And today, to wind things down, this is the Old Scratch Revival Singers with Happy Hanger. Until next time, thanks for listening. That's it.
Now, all the things I did when I was growing up, just acting like a kid, I never thought they'd catch up. And I ain't trying to say that I never did nothing wrong. Nevertheless, I'm hanging here, singing this happy song. I'm a happy hanger. Give me one.